Hey everybody, this is Dr. Scott Peterson and Shauna Ekstrom, and we just got back from the DSWA, the Direct Selling Women, used to be called the Women's Alliance, Women's Association, now it's called the Direct Selling World Alliance, and they've been that because they needed to include men, and I am so glad that they did, because Shauna and I just did this training with Nikki Kiyooho, and wow, what an eye-opening experience. And so we're really excited to share with you tonight the things that we took away from this training and from this coaching program. And, of course, we've got Carrie Wilkerson on the line.
Hi, Scott and Shauna.
Hi, Carrie.
So good to be here. Now, I didn't know Nikki had made that shift. That's a smart move, really smart move, because it's not just women that need her. It's an industry that needs that alliance. So I'm really excited to hear that. They're a great organization.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed this coaching. That's what this was about, more about coaching versus training. What is the difference? So, Scott, do you want to start with that?
Yeah, but why don't you give a little background on how you met Nikki?
Oh, wow. I met Nikki several years ago, but these last 3 years since I met Scott, I've been so busy. I've told him about her, never been able to take the time to go and get reconnected on a coaching basis with her. But I met Nikki several years ago, went to one of her one-day trainings, and it was just so – I love the simplicity. Simple is always good for me. And I had been in network marketing for many years by the time I met her, but – I just loved it because she broke it down into a little bit of a very quick personality style. She uses the DISC program, which we'll talk more about. I know, Carrie, you like that too. And, you know, it's just a simple way of figuring out people so that you know who you're talking with and how to approach. But anyway, I just was so impressed. So I went to a wedding in Hawaii and with a girl that used to work with me at the Red Door Salon. And while I was there, I looked up Grace, her daughter. Grace and Nikki live in Hawaii. So I met them on the beach one day with her kids and her little boy, just this adorable little six-year-old boy. I was telling him how fun it would be if you could wake up every day and go to the beach, which is what their life is about, you know. And he looks at me and he goes, I want to see snow. And so I'm like, oh, I think I can make that happen, since I used to live in Utah. And so Bobby, one of our top leaders, I told her about this cute little boy. I mean, how could you ever say no to that? So we decided to have a training and bring them over. We did a trade, actually, and so got to spend almost a week with Nikki and her grandkids and her daughter and all the kids. It was like, I think it was 8 people that we brought over. And then she traded us, Bobby and I, for a class, an all-day class, which we went to Connecticut to do. And so we just got to hang with her at a bed and breakfast. It was amazing. It was truly life-changing. And that's where I really first got involved with the DISC program. So it was a fun way to get to see what this kind of training has done for a family that started this together, her mother and daughter. And while I was with them on the beach that one day, that first day, I said to Grace, oh, wow, if only my daughter could have this kind of training. She was just really starting out at that time in network marketing. And I said, if only Heidi could do that. And she said, well, where does she live? And I said, she lives in New Orleans. She goes, my mom is in New Orleans today. So I called Heidi. We all did this three-way call. And Heidi went that night and met Nikki. And she's just like, I mean, once you meet these people, it's just fun. Because so within just a 2 or 3 hour training that night, she got the simplicity of what was kind of missing for her, which is easier to learn from somebody else sometimes than your own mom. So we just kind of feel like they're family. And so I was excited to introduce Nikki to Scott because, again, you know, married couple, you're just gleaning what you know from each other. It's awesome to bring someone else in. Scott was blown away by the coaching. He's so excited. I'm going to really let him share with you what he learned tonight, because I just want you to know the people part of it that I so appreciated being able to do with Bobby Mattson, who who was so generous and brought them into her home. And her and her husband, Paul, we got to learn how to ski with these kids who had never seen snow. They were out there with the first night at 1 o'clock in the morning, really, with their tongues hanging out, trying to let snow fall on their faces. It was so cute. So it's a personal thing for me. The DSWA means so much more to me. But because you guys are family on our call, and when we do these calls, we want you to feel like that. We want to bring that at the same level. Whatever we learn, we want to share with you. And so that's what we want to do always. Whenever we find something and we feel it's that great, we want to bring it to you. It's not that you have to go and get the training, but whatever we get, we're going to share. And so, Scott, do you want to talk about what coaching means to you and what you learned?
Absolutely. So this morning when I was working on the agenda for, you know, how we were going to structure this call today, I just went onto the Internet and I looked up, you know, what is coaching? And of course, Nikki did such a great job in describing that in the workbook. But, and I'll get to that, what their definition of coaching was. But I wanted to just say, you know, what I found on the Internet. And it's coaching being a useful way of developing people's skills and abilities and of boosting performance. And so one of the first thing I thought of as an athlete growing up in high school, you know, I mean, playing sports is a coach in athletics. You know, it's a little bit different. They wanted to boost your performance, and they really work on the skills and the abilities that you have, but it's a little bit different. It's that kind of a coach, a sports coach, is really, you know, teaching you what to do. And to me, the difference in network marketing, the big aha for me was that's kind of like training. You know, providing the answers. The coach knows the answers and knows how to get you to be a better performer, but they're teaching you. It's their experience, and it's kind of about, you know, them as a teacher. It's more of a teacher-student or a teacher, a coach-player relationship. It's a different kind of relationship. And to go on, it says it's considered to be a positive and proven approach for helping others to explore their goals and ambitions and then achieve them. And this is so great, you know, the DSWA's definition of coaching is it's a bridge to take you from where you are today now to where you want to be. So if you think about the contrast there between where you are in your life now in your business, in your network marketing business, and where you want to be, there's a contrast there. And so I look at it as a catalyst. Coaching can help get you there quicker. That's how I see it. You know, we need the training, but with just training alone, we may only have, I think the statistics show that we'll have 22% retention in our businesses. But when you do coaching and training together, that the retention is 88%. Who doesn't want 88% retention in their business?
Yeah. And when we're talking about network marketing, I mean, we're talking to people of all different levels. Sometimes we're talking about the product, and they want to see the results on the product. Other times it's about their business, where they want to go. And both of them are always, you know, they cross over. But how do we know if we're doing training and just telling them what we know when we haven't really used the listening skills yet to find out and asking the right questions, which is what coaching is, asking questions that will help them with their own answers and what they want and where they want to go. Because we can't, if we tell them how we did it, we're not really finding out where they're at. So by asking the right questions, and one of the things that I learned as a review that I had really forgotten about was to eliminate the word why from your questions. All the other ones, who, what, when, where, and how, but eliminate why, because that can sound judgmental. It can sound like you're saying, you know, well, why did you do that? So it is just a question or a word that we eliminate. And even the word but, we're going to eliminate that one too. You could say and. But it's so exciting when you think about really asking better questions is the way. But how can you ask better questions if you're not truly listening to what, you know, so you're really asking the questions to hear what their heart is really saying. You know, what is it that they want? Not what we want.
And that was the big distinction between, for this coaching program, for me, it was a big aha. It's really about what is in it for the Coach E, the person that is wanting to accelerate their businesses. And as a coach, it can't be about us and our agenda. It has to be about the coachee's agenda, about what they're trying to achieve and what they want. And so by asking those questions, the what, the how, the when, the where, and the who, then that can facilitate the conversation in a way, and it just ebbs and flows. And so, I think coaching is, it's helping people that want to be coached. It's an invitation. Nikki had said that coaching is an invitation. It's not an expectation. And I love that, right? Because you have to be invited, right, to be coached. Somebody has to say, look, would you coach me? It's they have to have permission. It's you've got to get permission to be coached. And so you have to give permission to be coached. And it's moving beyond your comfort zone and into your uncomfortable zone. And when we do that, we're stretching ourselves and we're really wanting to go further in our businesses and in our lives. So
it's really about supporting them after we're listening to the term that Nikki uses in DSWA is heart-centered listening. That's what she calls it. So she's actually
registered.
Trademarked that term, heart-centered listening. And I think that's really different than just what we think of listening. So we're really trying to get what is coming from their heart because we know that's the seed of motivation and where it's going to go long-term. Because it's really about them. And the more we use this muscle and train our muscle to really be really heart-centered listeners, then it's going to get better and better. We're going to hear things that we never heard before from what they want. And so that's where that kind of moves us over to the DISC and what you could get from, understanding the personality style, which we'll get into in a bit.
Yeah.
And so, let me jump in for a second, guys, if I may. A couple of other things that strike me about the difference between training and coaching is that training is like, I think of it like radio or television. It's a broadcast. Any one of us can buy a training program or log on to, get a CD or read a book and be trained on a skill. We can be trained on overcoming objections. We can be trained on scripts. We can be trained on product knowledge. Training can be very unidirectional, whereas coaching comes from the person that needs the help. I mean, we can't train them beyond what's stopping them. We have to listen and find out where their blocks are or what they want to work for or what motivates them before we can help them find those answers. We can't solve it always with a video or a tool or a tape or, some book or pamphlet that they can read. The coaching is more of an interactive process, whereas training is a very unidirectional process. It's a broadcasting process.
I love that.
We can be trained and trained and trained. So if we're really in business with people, if we're really taking people on as partners in our business, there has to be some coaching. But here's the other thing. I want you to get athletic coach out of your head or business coach out of your head. This is it's a different process. No one expects you as the coach or the recruiter to have all the answers. It's about listening to their questions or listening to their concerns. And, my daughter is in a play of The Wizard of Oz right now, and it reminds me, the wizard says, you had this in you all along. Tin Man, you had the heart in you all along. Scarecrow, you had the brains in you all along. And, of course, the lion, he had courage in him all along. And they kept seeking it from a coach or from the wizard or from someone else, when really the magic was in them. And sometimes they only discover it by asking for it and being able to talk through it. So
yeah.
I think that's a powerful visual for you guys on, but I don't know all the answers. I'm afraid to ask them. What if I don't know what they need? That's great. First of all, that's duplicable. That's scalable. You can always say, I'm going to have to find that out, or what is it that you really want to know? But once we get beyond our own agendas of how many we want to sponsor this month and how many samples we want to share, once we get beyond our own agendas and find out what really they need from us, what gaps they have, then it becomes a really powerful relationship. And Scott, that number of 88% retention is mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling, to think that we want to hand out unidirectional training and have people stay, but they go. 22%, I think, is what you said. 22% stay. That means 78% of people, we are not meeting their need somehow. Now, sometimes the product's not a fit. Sometimes the opportunity is not a fit. Sometimes it's their own wiring or makeup, and we'll talk about their wiring here in a minute. But if we could add some coaching, some listening, and some question asking, some empathy, and some guidance, then to increase our retention to 88% is insane with that. So, guys, this is important. Don't just say, oh, I know this and I've heard this and, oh, this wouldn't work for me. This is really important. So now I want us to move into DISC. DISC spells DISC. And it's a personality typing. Shauna brought up the point earlier. There's lots and lots of personality typing. This is the fastest, easiest, and most encompassing to understand, I think. And can really make the biggest difference in your business when you understand it. So, guys, tell me what you've been learning about the DISC, and then we'll talk about some applications.
I love the DISC. And also, going back before we go into DISC, though, I just wanted to mention that if we don't ask those questions in coaching, we're not going to know if they have a limiting belief. So if we do just shove all this training on people, and we're not going to know what that limiting belief is, because they won't be able to see beyond it. They may have a limiting belief about network marketing. They may have something about, you know, whatever your product is, the cleansing, or and it's limiting them. So just training them. So that also, and we don't know what their personality style is. So going right over to the DISC, the first time I saw this was with Nikki several years ago. And it's so quick. It is so fast. And you can go right to the web to get this DISC. You can log on and go in and take the short test. But after you start playing with it a little bit with the people you know and the people you love, and you're going to see, are they a D, I, S, or a C, then you're going to get, oh, I need to approach them in a little bit different way. They might not be exactly like you. So the D person of the DISC, Scott, you want to talk about dominant and what that represents?
Yeah, so these are, I mean, so many of us have heard of personality types, and they have all kinds of different ways to describe them. But the four personality types are the D, I, C, and the S. And D is the dominant, right? They want to know what is kind of what drives them. They want to know what. They want you to be very direct, and most of the time they're very direct, and they decide very quickly. They're solutions-oriented people. They like authority. They really want to get to the bottom line quick, and they love results. They want results. What are the results? What is the data? And, Shauna, do you want to talk about the I?
Mm-hmm.
I is inspiring and influence.
Yeah, I is you. It's like Scott. Okay, just so you know, if you know Scott, they're fun people. They want to have more. Fun would be at the top of their list. They're people-oriented. They love stories, and they do like recognition. So talking to an I person, if you were a very cautious type person and wanted all the details, and you came and explained anything about your business opportunity or how did you, you know, if you came toward that person without, you know, making, let's say, for instance, you were saying something about you have to know all these details and you have to do all this study, you would lose an I person and probably a D person too, because they want the bottom line and the I's want a lot of fun. They want recognition. So, yeah, you got to be careful of how you approach people in a different manner. You want to know who they are. So they want to know who. They want to be excited. They want to... They decide, in other words, they decide more emotionally than the other, than a couple of the other, like the D and the C. So we're going into D, I, and the next one would be S, and the supportive person, steadfast, they love teamwork, security, they like peace at all costs, and, you know, steadiness in their business. So they want to know how. How do you do this? Sincerely. You want to go on with that?
Yeah, they want you to be sincere, and they decide slowly. so they think about it. It's not that they're analytical, but they just decide slower. And they're generally soft-spoken people, very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And the I and the S on the DISC profile are people-oriented personality types, mm-hmm. and whereas in feelings, right? And then on the other side, the D and the C, which we'll talk about here in just a sec, are more task-oriented people in their personality types. Now, the C is cautious, and compliance is really important. Consistency and logic, details are very important. If you're talking to a C and they want to know what's in the product and the ingredients, they don't just want to know what's in it. They want to know all the ingredients. Those are those
what
people.
What are the studies? Have they even been on the studies?
Yeah.
It seems like that. Really, a very, very detailed person. Very easy to see by listening to them, to each one of these people, who they are. Pretty soon, once you take your own personality test of the DISC, you'll kind of recognize it by the questions, as you ask questions, what they want to know.
And so what they want to know, what a cautious or a C personality wants to know, they want to know why. So the Ds, they want to know what. The Is want to know who. And the Ss, they want to know
how.
And so they decide, the Cs, they decide very carefully. They want you to be credible. If you have third-party validation for somebody that's a C, any kind of third-party validation. So three-way calls would be really good for a C because you're going to have to – they're going to ask a lot of questions.
Or if you could get an expert on the line for them because they really – their basic question would be, why should I need to know about this?
Yeah.
And so they're really going to want to know in a credible way. So they would – you could take more time with the C. Like if you just went straight to the bottom line, like, oh, I'm so excited about this and blah, 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 about like really telling her about how much money that you can make in this opportunity, you'd totally lose a C because you got to make some sense and show them some studies and all of that. So once you just – it's so much fun when you start to play with this with your friends, neighbors, or, you know, your people closest to you. You start to play with this DISC, the personality styles. It's super fun to see that person on the phone that you're talking to. We're not trying to put anybody in the box. And everybody, of course, has a little bit of the different personality styles in them, but they're dominant in one. Most people are dominant in one unless they're totally perfectly balanced people, which, you know, it can happen, but they're still probably more dominant in one. So we want to, like, if you were talking to a D and you were just being so supportive and talking to them all about teamwork and how awesome it is that we all work together and giving them all the studies, which is a C, and they're just going, would you just get to the bottom line? Then we've lost them. And so it's so much fun to see. And how we can do that is even on the phone when we recognize, you know, if they're kind of getting irritated because we're going too slow, then we go, oh, okay. So give them that, you know, how do they want that information? Do they want it in email? Do they want it on a text? I mean, how can I quickly decide how to give people this information? If we are a C and we're talking to an I, such as a Scott, who just wants, he loves people, he wants to have fun, he wants to make sure, is this business going to mean that I have to go to the internet, study all this stuff, do all these details, and I have to know all about the ingredients? You've lost him because he actually just wants to know, can I really have fun? Is this going to be a blast? And am I going to, you know, is it something that I could actually get recognition for, that I could actually accomplish? All those things are available to everybody. This business encompasses a lot, you know, real people, real results. But we want to give it to people in the way they want to, that they can even receive it. Because we might only have 30 seconds or 60 seconds with some people.
And so in the context of coaching, and what was so awesome about the way that Nikki was talking about this is it's important in network marketing and prospecting and recruiting. But when you start talking about coaching, the DISC profile, I think, becomes so much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, Carrie?
Oh, I think it's huge. It changed the way I did business once I understood it. It helped me not only understand myself, but it helped me understand other people and that they weren't necessarily delaying me when they said they needed more information, but they were – maybe an S personality that needed to know how it was going to work around their family schedule and how it was going to impact their availability for their kids and their security. Or maybe they were a C and they needed to know, you know, if they were animal-tested products or, you know, what the rules were for earning the free car and what the rules were for getting the trips. They wanted to know how it worked in with their tax structure and, you know, and they also wanted to bounce that off the other decision makers in their family. As a high I, very naturally high I, I didn't understand that when I was in the position of sharing the opportunity and I thought people were rejecting me. Well, you know, a D will reject an I because an I is just like a sloppy, drooly Labrador puppy when they're excited about something, whereas the D is like the Doberman Pinscher, but like somebody put a sock on this kid and just give me the facts and show me your check and tell me how many customers you really have, right? I mean, is that an example or what?
That's it.
It's really how we are. Now, as someone who's been in business for 17 years, my business personality, when I'm internally running my own business, is very much D, but my I personality is very much my public sharing and speaking and social personality, but I have learned to work with it. Now, I have one of those high conflict personalities. I'm a natural I and C. So I want all the prizes and all the recognition and all the awards and records, but as a C, I have to research and know my playbook front and back and side to side to know how to get it. So my I and my C tend to war with each other, and my I typically wins out. So you will have some people like that too, and those tend to be your people that may make quick decisions but may call you the next day kind of tortured because now they're thinking about it and reading more. And what it's really key to remember is it's really not about you. It's about their DISC, how they're wired, how they function within their family dynamic, and how you work with them. If you try to control a D, you're in trouble. If you try to talk fluff and stuff and rewards to a D, you've lost them. They're probably the hardest personality to recruit until you get to be, in my opinion, until you get to be a great, solid, consistent earner and you have, I used to carry around paychecks in my binder, you know, my recruiting information. I would carry paychecks just for the Ds. Paychecks, yeah. And pictures of my, you know, car rewards and those kind of things, just because that spoke to them more than anything else I talked to them. The good thing about Ds is they're hard workers, and your S and your C can be too, hard workers. Not that I's aren't, but we really like to work when it's fun and when we're being clapped for. We yeah. will work and for the, applause.
And the more, the highest number of people, very high number of people are I's. So
oh, yeah.
The S's are actually the smallest in number as far as people go, which really surprised me, the nurturers. And there are really not as many of those, but you need to know how to talk with each one. So
well,
it's
and I can tell you why that is. I can tell you why. It's because they won't miss a birthday party, and they won't, if a child is sick, they won't leave them with child care. It's all about family, and so they put all their own needs and aspirations aside until everybody in the family is taken care of, nurtured, grown, et cetera. They're the first ones to quit when something's going on with their family and the last ones to join because they're worried about the repercussions to their family. Whereas somebody like you and I that we've seen the other side, we can say, oh, holy smokes, do you have any idea how this could secure you with your family? A lot of time the S's can't get past the immediate sacrifice to a family member to benefit mm-hmm. the family member.
Yeah, so by giving them those ideas of how it could
right.
support them is really
right.
huge.
Right.
Yeah, I just think that what I would like to know is from, you know, leaders that want to know and maybe send us the profile as they take it, if there was something so that if you did, like say you're working with your new people that you're just bringing on and ask them to take the DISC. There's even free places that you can find on the internet that to take this simple test so that ahead of time, and this is not for the person that's just trying your product, but you're gonna start to know kind of how to talk to them anyway, just by practicing with your leaders, those that are raising their hand and saying, I want to go to the next level. And so then you'll kind of want to know, you'll be able to put your personality with theirs and, you know, look, kind of laying it across the top and going, okay, this is how I'll talk to them because they're definitely going to want me to, you know, go quickly or, you know, be a little more feelings versus task oriented. It'll all depend. So it really is going to help us with working with our team as we get bigger and bigger. It's super important. And of course, practice is going to make us, you know, really have a lot of fun with this whole thing.
So
absolutely.
So I love talking about the personality profiles. Nick, we could do an entire call on just personality profiles and examples of, you know, how people try to do different things with the different personality types, and it's so much fun. I wanted to go back to, you know, the importance of asking questions and in a coaching, coachee relationship, because I think that, you know, coaching is founded on confidentiality and trust, right? There has to be trust, and the coach needs to instill in the coachee that look, this is a confidential relationship, because a lot of times personal information can come out in a relationship like that. And so, you know, coaching is not counseling, and it's not mentoring, it's not cheerleading, it's not consulting, and it's not therapy. Right, it's not any of those things. It's a relationship, and it's a partnership interaction between the student. And like you said earlier, Carrie, really, I love it. It's like a one-way street. It's from me to you. It's like, and the expert is the trainer, and the person learning is the student. So, I wanted to just kind of touch on the importance of questions, because I love this saying with Tony Robbins: the quality of your life is directly proportional to the quality of your questions. And if, you know, if you want better answers, you just have to ask better questions. And I think in a coaching relationship, that helps with establishing clarity in what the goals are that are trying to be achieved. Mm-hmm. And people feel valued. You know, when they feel heard.
Yeah, they feel heard.
And so by asking questions, who's talking? The person who's answering the question.
Yeah, and
you're listening. And so that's why it's so important. People need to feel heard. And
one of the things that you mentioned, Scott, about the counseling, the mentoring,
the coaching is not.
Yeah, but all the things that it's not, there was five things that you just mentioned, not therapy, not the, think about the time that you as a coach, think about the amount of time that you're going to save by really, really remembering those things, what it is not, because sometimes we'll get on the phone with someone and it'll go in so many different directions, but a question can pull you back and help you remember that we're not there to cheerlead people. That doesn't mean anything, because we're not going to necessarily land on, sure, everybody needs cheered up occasionally, but those kinds of, if we think that we are all those things to people, like therapists because they're complaining about how their business isn't working, well, then asking the questions about what do you need from me, or, you know, the question that would pull out something that they've already told you and help them get back on track. And maybe even say, you know, so we've got a 10-minute call here, or even 5 minutes, how can I best serve you there? You know, it doesn't need to go on all day long or even an hour, because it's going to, you know, their time is valuable and so is ours. So
right.
Then it can't get into a downhill slide with, you know, complaining or whining. It's so much part of this business and helping people to become successful is helping them manage their time, because most people are still working a day job when they start adding network marketing to their plate. And so we need to help them to see how they can fit this into the pockets of their life. And so knowing what coaching is not has got me so excited, because I realize I'm going to save a lot of time, and I want to make sure that those people that are working part-time still are going to be able to do this. And by doing this, by asking the right questions, they can do a five-minute call that will go so much further than all the letting people go down rabbit holes because they don't know what, you know, they're not getting the right questions asked to them, so that they can't get in touch with what they really want.
So it's really important to know that, you know, coaching is, you know, you're not going to be a good coach after you listen to this call today, right? Because this is, Sean and I did, we did a full day of training, a full 2.5 days of training, and then we're going to go back and get some more training. Because we believe that the importance of coaching will help the retention in our team because, like we said, if we can tie training and coaching together, it's 88, you get 88% retention. That's just an unbelievable number. And so I love the idea of taking on, you know, this being able to help people be heard. And I just have to share a short story with my own dental experience because as a dentist, one of the things that was really, really important for us to understand is when people felt heard, we knew that they accepted treatment better, right? I mean, because we knew what their goals and their desires were. And so we strategically, after the new patient interview and found out what the goals and the needs were of the patient, we would strategically hand off that patient in front of and to another staff member or to another team member in front of the patient and make sure that they heard me or the other person tell them what the goals and the desires were of the new patient coming into the practice. It was really, really critical that new patient heard us basically state one or two times what their goals and needs were because that made them feel understood. That made them feel heard. And so we knew that also it was a way that we were going to be able to serve the patient. So this is no different in a coaching relationship. When you ask questions and you create clarity, you're able to help people in a facilitation and in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
Well, what makes sense to me then is that basically what we do when we do a three-way call with people. We're basically saying what they told us, and so we share that with that expert, the other expert that we brought on the line. We're kind of edifying them. Is that kind of the same thing?
Yeah, and it's third-party validation
mm-hmm.
too, right?
Yeah, it is. So they do feel heard, and that's the main thing. We all love to be heard. And so becoming better listeners, to me, that was the bottom line. When we become better listeners, we're going to be more effective with our kids, with our family, with our whole community and our team. So becoming better listeners, active listeners, and as Nikki Kioho, they call it at the DSWA, heart-centered listening. So we're really excited about this, you guys, and Scott and I are students. We're learning, and so you can hear this and maybe listen to it again and then share with us. Go to the Facebook page and share with us what you think about this and maybe give us your input to this because we are always learning, too.
And feel free to go to the DSWA.org website. There is a great book, Positive Personality Profiles, by Robert A. Rome, is a resource in the store tab under dswa.org. That's the website for the Direct Selling World Alliance. And
I think we will do a more complete, another call at some point on DISC. But for now, go there and get your test and see what you think. We're super excited. Want to hear from you. And Carrie, thank you for your experience and your input on this call. It's so awesome because I know it's something that you love too.
Well, you know, and I'm glad we're going to do another call on this because this is something that's not only valuable in network marketing. This is valuable in your relationships. This is something I use with my children. DISC with children is very, very good. When you're on committees, when you're working with a staff, even with your neighbors, if you know how people are wired and how people make decisions, it helps you reason with them. It helps you come to agreement with them. It helps you address conflict. I mean, so many really important things that we've just scratched the surface on tonight. But I love that we're moving into asking questions, not throwing more training at people. Training is necessary. We cannot say the training is not necessary. But the second step, the next necessary step, is the coaching and listening and active relationship.
Absolutely. When we find out who people are at the DISC and to be able to know how they're going to receive that information according to their personality would help us in the next part, which would be the training.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Okay, guys, so you know where to find us, same time next week. And meanwhile, see if you can't go back to a few of your notes, see how you can apply this in your business immediately. Pop over to the Facebook page, make a comment or an affirmation or tell us an action step you're going to take. You guys have a great night. Scott and Shauna, thank you as always for being such gracious hosts and great training, great information. We're excited that you guys are always learning.
Thank you,
Carrie.
Good night, everybody.
Getting on the call. Okay.
Good night. Super excited.